Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my nigga? It's PSA motherfucking podcast in the building. Sean, what's good, my nigga?
Yo, what's good, my G? How you?
I'm good, my brother. How you, man? You good?
I'm chilling.
Now, let's get right into this shit, man. NBA, man. Ah, nigga, let's be real. We love other sports, but when it comes to the NBA, man, this is what we do, my nigga. We love this sport very, very much, man. Opening game last night. Cleveland Cavaliers, Boston Celtics. We already know the particulars. Kyrie leaving Cleveland, coming back to where it started from him getting drafted by the Cavs and playing with LeBron James for the last couple of years. What do you think about the game going into the game? What was your thoughts going into the game?
I was very excited for the game. I missed the NBA. I love the NBA. The storyline of Kyrie coming back versus LeBron. I mean, you had so many stars in this game. Bron, Wade, D-Rose, Gordon Hayward, Kyrie. You had the rookie Tatum, top lottery pick. I mean, this had fireworks. And it was still a great game. It was still a great game, but it had a tragic early beginning.
My nigga, the first 5 minutes of Gordon Hayward's tenure here in Boston just snapped away from him in 5 minutes. My nigga, it was 12-7 when Kyrie tried to throw him the lob and him falling down, man. My nigga, when I saw that injury, I mean, Sean, we've seen Paul George go through some shit. What was the other college basketball player a couple years ago? Remember he fucked his leg up nearby the basket? A bad memory right now, man. I forgot the nigga's name. Neither here nor there, man. But for Gordon Hayward to go down, my nigga, and then you look at all the NBA players faced on both teams, whether it's the Celtics or the opposing team with the Cavs. I mean, D-Wade taking a knee. Jay Crowder couldn't even fucking look at Gordon Hayward, my nigga. LeBron had his head down. That injury just saps the life out of you, don't it, man?
It was devastating because these are all players. At any given jump ball, any lob, every time they take off, they can come down and that can happen. You know, it was so freakish because you clearly are not expecting it. You're getting lit for the game, you're getting hype, and this happened, man. It almost, honestly, it sapped the life and energy out of the game. Like, you're just in shock the whole, like, first half. Like, I can't believe this happened. Like, you're literally just like, I cannot believe this has happened. So this is devastating for the Boston Celtics. It's devastating for the Boston Celtics, in my humble opinion.
So what do you think now, though? I mean, we thought Cleveland and Boston was going to be Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think that's edge in stone right now, fam.
No. That, first of all, that's not etch in stone. I think I always thought Washington had something to say, and I always thought Toronto had something to say.
Toronto.
I always felt that Toronto and Washington had something to say, always. And
what was Toronto going to say? They ain't going to say shit. They're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and get their ass handed to them. That goes back to the point where the Eastern Conference is so JV-ish that the Toronto Raptors could probably fucking be in Eastern Conference Finals.
No, I understand it, but the fact that you're acknowledging that the Toronto Raptors could be in the Eastern Conference Finals is why I had highlighted that I thought Toronto would be there. The reason why you didn't hear much from Toronto last year is because they met with Cleveland in the second round and Washington and played Boston. But I think now Washington and Toronto are going to have a lot to say in the week Eastern Conference. I totally believe that. I also believe that you will see the emergence of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. They have to step up now because there's a scoring deficit. And I believe Brown is going to show up. I was so impressed by him yesterday. I mean, he was
me too. I was very impressed. Very impressed.
He was taking every single Cavalier face up and was just going on them with ease. It was shocking. And he's shooting his three with confidence. So I see that him and Jason Tatum They're going to step up because they're going to get the opportunities. Now, the opportunities are there for them because they have to somehow make up for what Gordon Hayward was going to bring. So
right.
that the accelerated growth now that's going to happen with Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like right now,
well,
they're
well, my nigga,
fire.
Hold on, my nigga. Me and you watch NBA for years, man. You know how this works, fam. The young bucks like that, I mean, it's the first game of the opening season. It's peaks and valleys. They're going to struggle. Tatum's going to go through that rookie wall where he's, like, questioning himself. It's going to happen.
It can happen. Some rookies it doesn't happen to. Other rookies it does happen to. Brown, this is his third year. He's ready to ball. He's ready to break out. You can clearly see it in the way he's aggressive, the way he's playing. He's ready to break out. So, but I do see Jason Tatum at some point. He's going to have his rookie up and down, and that happens. But in terms of Gordon Hayward's injury, man, it really puts a damper because
man,
confidence now. I can easily see Boston losing the first round or the second round. Easily. You just got Kyrie with some young boys. Think about this. Kyrie is playing with a third-year player and a rookie as his second and third best player.
And we got to throw this out there. Kyrie's only 25 years old. He's not even a fucking – he's not even reached his prime yet, my nigga, just getting to his prime.
No, you're right. But as you know, veteran teams win championships, period, point blank, end of the story. There's no debate on that. That's not even
facts,
open
facts,
for debate.
Facts.
Veteran teams win
facts.
Championships. And Kyrie now is a veteran on a team of young boys. And he's a veteran at 20.
But I think there's less pressure on him, though, Sean. I think there's less pressure on Kyrie now because Gordon Hayward's not there. Not saying he can make an excuse, but his second option that he can go to is not there. So I think now it's less pressure on Kyrie. And I still had Kyrie at number two or number three in my MVP voting. I don't know how you felt about that, but I had Kyrie at maybe number two or number three. I had Kawhi Leonard right now for my MVP of the league, and I had Kyrie at a two or three. What you think about that?
I strongly disagree with Kawhi Leonard being the MVP. I disagree with that with every fiber in my being. I think the Western Conference is going to be different. People are really going to watch Anthony Davis because I think people are just forgetting how young he is and how good he is. Everybody's trying to jump on your man from Minnesota. He ain't better than Anthony Davis at all on his best day. But that's neither here nor there. My thing is Kyrie.
Call Anthony Towns is nice, though, my nigga. Hold on. Call Anthony Towns is nice. Don't do that, man.
Carson Towns is nice. He ain't better than Anthony Davis. And if you ask me who am I going to pick or who am I starting team, but it's Anthony Davis tomorrow, yesterday, any day. It's not even close. I don't care how nice he is. There's levels to this shit. But
nigga, don't make it sound like Anthony Davis is 20 times better than this nigga. But I don't want to harp on that too long, but don't make it sound like Anthony Davis is washing Carl Anthony Towns. Let's not do that,
Anthony
my dude.
Anthony Davis is a dude who can give you 60-20. Oh, my fault, he's done it already. He's one of them kind of niggas. He's one of them kind of niggas. Like, at his peak, he's different. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going with this media-driven narrative that Kawhi Leonard's going to be the MVP or LeBron. Do you understand why that's a media-driven narrative? Because they're the guys who actually have the MVP voting. So if they've already said, this is the guys we're going to want to win, then no one else has a chance, and that's bullshit. Let the season play out before we see who's going to be MVP. I need to let this season play out because I'm not giving nobody.
You have a point.
I'm not giving nobody no MVP. I need to see this.
But let me ask you about the MVP also because they're talking about LeBron. It might be a year LeBron gets back the MVP. I disagree with that. What do you think about LeBron winning the MVP? I don't see that with all that star power he has.
That's my point. I strongly disagree with that. Like, what are they saying now? Because Kyrie left, so LeBron does 25-8.
Yeah.
He does what he's done the last 5 years. They have the number one record in the East, and then they're just going to give him the MVP? That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And that's the power that these guys have. Remember, all these guys who are saying this, they have MVP votes. This is ridiculous. You can't just say, okay, because we believe it's we owe LeBron and we have to give it back to him, and Kawhi Leonard,
right,
and James Harden up and running up for the last 2 years, we need to give it to y'all now. So what,
right,
everybody else don't count? Nah, I'm not having that. We going to see how this shit play
it's
out.
Like, it's like they're trying to give LeBron, they're trying to throw LeBron's name in the hat because he hasn't had it in so many years, because he has to get one before he wraps it up, because it's, what's his fucking 14th to 15th year in the league now and shit since 03?
This is his 15th year. LeBron has 4 MVPs. You know what LeBron wants? LeBron wants championships.
Rings.
That's what he wants. He wants rings. But this media narrative that, you know, and here's the thing. Where is this Kawhi with the MVP talk? Kawhi's in the West right now.
I understand Kawhi, though, man. He's a my nigga. He's a one-man army, though, son. He's a one-man army on that squad in San Antonio.
Here's why I can't understand it. Because I'm not convinced they're going to have the number 2 record in the East. And if he doesn't have that record to back him up, it's going to be very difficult for me to say.
But my nigga, Russell Westbrook won the MVP, and he was, what, the number 6 seed at that? I know the triple-double monster he had all year, but that's not the norm. That's not the norm. Hold on, my nigga. That's not the norm for a 6 seed for NBA player to win the MVP. That's not the norm.
Because Russell Westbrook had an individual year that's never happened in the history of the NBA.
Understandable.
And the entire history of the NBA. That's why. This was an exception to the rule. That's why. They never give it to someone like this. But what he did was
exactly
so amazing. They had to acknowledge it. Kawhi's not going to do something so amazing that he should get MVP. What, they're going to win 60 games?
I can see the Spurs at number 2 or number 3, though, my nigga. Let's not. We can see the Spurs at number 2 or number 3, seed in the West.
But number 3? Well, here's the thing. If you get number 3, what are you giving Kawhi Leonard the MVP for? Because he averaged 23 points a game, and they give him the MVP. See,
he is one of the best two-way players, though, but let's not ignore that.
I do not like – and so is Klay Thompson, right? So is Klay Thompson? He's another one of those two-way players?
I don't think Klay Thompson is a two-way player like Kawhi. Not like Kawhi. He don't play defense like Kawhi at all. Put some fucking respect on the clause name.
Let me be very clear about how I feel about two-way players. I don't believe in them. I don't believe in two-way players. I don't believe in that.
I believe in them because James Harden is not a two-way player. James Harden is not a two-way player. Carmelo Anthony, come on.
I'm going to say this again. If you put effort into playing defense, you can put all the effort in the world you want to play defense, and the niggas still score 50 on you. Niggas get credit for two-way playing because they put effort into playing defense. Tony Allen is a two-way player. What the fuck does that mean? So what? So what, Tony Allen is a two-way player? That's a bullshit, made-up, analytic, bullshit stat. Okay? That's my opinion on that. Now, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I think the last part you said.
Well, all I'm saying is that there's no way any of us can predict who's going to be the MVP. Just like last year, when everybody picks anybody but Westbrook. Nobody picked Westbrook. The nigga fucking around and averaged triple double, and nobody picked him. Nobody did. Okay, we do not know who's going to be MVP, and nobody can tell me it's going to be Kawhi Leonard. When I got about 4 players in the Western Conference better than him. But I would take
so,
before him.
Let me ask you a question. What do you thought about LeBron's game last night?
Fantastic. LeBron James still has everything. This is what makes LeBron James super. Okay, first of all,
he wasn't 100% last night, though, my nigga. He wasn't 100%. He got 29-16 last night.
Well, he don't got to be 100%. His game is different. When you are an all-time great, you can be at 75% and put up what he put up. You know what I'm saying? The man is different. He understands the game, and he's great. And here's the thing about LeBron being 100%. Let me just give you something. LeBron will never be 100% LeBron ever because he's no longer in his physical prime. He's not. Nobody can tell me in LeBron's 15th year, he's in his physical prime. He's not no more. He's not the LeBron who could dunk from anywhere at any given moment. You know what I'm saying? He's smarter. He can read defenses. He passes. And you can just see the difference. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade came to the league at the same time in 2003. They both played last night. Did you see the difference in their games? Could you see?
Well, here's what I look at it. LeBron was not at 100% last night, and because he has a bum ankle, because certainly, I mean, even though he put up good numbers, I think the boss said, if I'm y'all, I'm worried because this they still beat y'all. Even though, listen, you got to give Boston any props too. It came down to a last shot. Now, Gordon Hayward goes down. Kyrie was basically crying on the fucking sidelines. This nigga Marcus Smart is hugging this nigga. But they still try to fight down to the last wire. So I got to give these niggas mad props. Boston also. It was a last shot by Kyrie. But, and, you know, he didn't make it. So, you know, I don't know, man. So you should be interested in the East, man.
I love Boston for it. And it makes me root for the team because of that injury to Gordon Hayward and how it devastated them and how much it affected them. I was rooting for them the way they fought back. I really it was inspirational to see how they was fighting back.
But here's a question. LeBron, the Cavs got all these players, right? And the talk, Sean, is let's limit LeBron's minutes. I think he played 41 minutes last night. 41.
Let me explain something to you about LeBron. LeBron is so great. And because he does – here's the problem with LeBron. LeBron does everything better than everybody on his team. It's always going to be that way. It's always been that way. He's a better passer.
But those are a lot of minutes, though. Those are a lot of minutes. I thought the reason they brought all these guys in to limit his minutes. He played 41 minutes opening
night.
Then
you're going to lose games. If you think you can put LeBron James on that score for 32 minutes a game, you're going to lose fucking games.
Sean, I seen a press conference last night with him at the locker room, and he said, yeah, I played 41 minutes. And he was laughing, but I don't think it's a laugh. He didn't want to throw Talu under the bus. He's like, yeah, I played 41 last night. I got to talk to Talu about that. But he smirked after that. But behind that smirk is a shit like, all right, bro, that's too many minutes.
Yo, here's the thing, man. Great players, best players, always play the most minutes. Always. That's just how it is. And because he's uniquely the best scorer and the best passer, when he's off that court, man, you lose a lot. Now, guess what? You want to limit his minutes? Then limit them. They'll just have a lot of losses. It's that simple. You can make the decision.
Well,
you want to save for me. If you don't have seeding. If you do not care about seeding and you care about the – because you don't want to talk about LeBron's minutes and he's playing so many minutes, then sit him.
Right.
Minutes, but you can do that.
What?
And I'm saying –
what do you think about JR and Tristan coming up the bench, though? I don't think JR was too happy coming up the bench. He was sulking.
But what
– even Stephen A. said, yeah, he had his hoodie over his head and he was sulking.
JR Smith can come up the bench and he can score more than 8 points. With Dwayne Wade did, because J.R. Smith can give you three quick threes, and that's 9 points. Fucking Dwayne Wade is going to have peaks and valleys. There's going to be games where he's flash, and then there's going to be games.
I think Wade should come to the bench. I really think Wade should come. I wouldn't be surprised sometime during this year we see J.R. get implemented in the starting role and Wade come off the bench. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Would it surprise you? Because it would not surprise me.
Here's why I was surprised. Because if LeBron does not want that to happen, it won't happen. And if Dwayne Wade says, LeBron, I want to start all year, you my man, that's just what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and
exactly.
Here's the reality. When my man comes off the bench, he can ignite them. He scores. They're going to say, JR, we come in the game and fire away. And he's going to do it. He may not be happy, but he has the green light as soon as he comes in the game. Shoot, score. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's brought in for. And we'll see who gets the playing time in the fourth quarter when the game counts. And that's where we'll know what lineup LeBron and Lou want.
But also, I think it was dope also, and this is how I felt. It was good to see Kyrie and LeBron dap up after the game. I felt that Gordon Hayward injury kind of like, I don't want to say brought them together, but it kind of like, all right, my nigga, like, we have tension. You keep calling me kid. I didn't want to be around you, da 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 da. But it was good to see them dap up last night. You know what I'm saying?
The Gordon Hayward
injury had a lot to play with it.
I think that had a lot to do with it. Afterwards, this video of Kyrie with LeBron's kids dapping them up, hugging them up. So that's it. It's over with, man. That's over with. If people want to keep trying to make this a storyline, there's no storyline to be made now. There's no storyline to be made. You see him, he with LeBron, kids dapping him up, hugging him up. He hugged LeBron up.
But there's going to be a story. There's going to be a storyline. You know how the NBA works.
No,
it's going to be a storyline.
Listen, But now they're manufacturing something that it's done. They don't play with each other anymore, and there's no hard feelings anymore. They've moved on. They can't go back. They can't go back. You know what I'm saying? I reject this storyline right now. That's what I'm saying.
Are you rejecting it? Okay. Well, I mean, how good it is to have the NBA back, my nigga. This is what we're doing. It's so good to watch some ball last night. Shout out to my Yankees, of course. Two up. You already know what it is, man.
Here's why it's great. Here's why it's great. Because I don't fuck with the NFL. I don't fuck with the NFL anymore. I can't. My conscience won't allow me to. Okay? So the NBA is saving my love of sports. It's saving it. Okay? The NBA means everything to me right now. I literally now live and die by the NBA box score, by highlights, by NBA games. I'm very happy that the NBA is back. Because while you niggas is watching football, loving it, I'm going to be watching the NBA. I'll be watching the NBA. Me, games that y'all don't care about, I'm going to be loving it.
All right. That's what it is, man. Take us home, my G.
Appreciate podcast. Hip hop appreciation.
Fact.
Battle rap talk. You got to listen to Dree's recap of Tay Rock and Hollow the Dawn. Detailed lyrical breakdown of the battle. Hip hop appreciation. It's a podcast.
You already know, man. Shout out to my bro Sean. You already know what it is, man. It's going to be heavy NBA talk between me and my bro right here, man. So y'all already know what it is, man.
Yeah.